Welcome to a bonus episode of the Queen's Table Podcast. I'm your host, Marissa J. And today, we're gonna go ahead and discuss the latest presidential candidate. So I was recently asked why I wasn't talking about, or why I haven't spoken about, Dr. Cornel West announcing his candidacy for president. It's real simple, y'all. It's real simple. I'm not talking about it because it really ain't got shit to do with me. I'm sorry. But that doesn't have nothing to do with me. That doesn't have nothing to do with me at all. Dr. West is cool as a leader, is cool as like an activist, okay? We cool with him as an activist, but as a political figure, nah, I'm not with it. That's not for me. Think about it. Seriously, think about it. Listen to you, and you've got to dig into everything that he's done and everything that he said, because he's thrown his hat in for president. Now, if he would have just stayed an activist, really, like, I mean, yeah, you can kind of talk some things away, but no, now we have to scrutinize everything that you've done. You're trying to be the leader of the free fucking world. Yeah, you got to be under a microscope, okay? And he's so flip-floppy, wishy-washy, back and forth, goes with the flow kind of dude that I don't even really know what his policies are. But going back to it, it's not for me, because what about Dr. Cornel West? What about him says that he would be for black women? What about him? Yeah, black people? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. But when we speak on the people, it's very patriarchal. So again, I ask, what has Dr. Cornel West ever done or said that would lead me to believe that he would have policies that would affect me and my demographic in mind? There are so many different reasons why I'm, you know, kind of like side-eyeing this whole situation. But I promise you, it's not for any of the reasons that you are. I'm sorry, but it's not for the reasons a lot of Democrats are up in arms and pissed off because he's running, and he's running as in the People's Party, which the People's Party, I thought that he was running as an independent. People were just lumping that as an independent. He's running as a member of the People's Party, and the People's Party came about shortly after Bernie Sanders had announced that he was running years ago. So this is a relatively new thing, the People's Party, and they are just chock full of problematic people. Y'all can do your Googles and look into that. It's chock full from the very top. Very problematic people. Then you look at how he came out, how he announced it. Okay, Dr. West has been a black figurehead, a black leader for years, for decades and decades and decades. Okay, he's been around. He's been around the town. We know him, right? So tell me, why the fuck would you talk to Russell Brand before you go on The Breakfast Club about this? I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Why the fuck would you announce this anywhere other than a blackity black, 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 black platform? Why didn't you? Is it because you're really wishy-washy and flippy-floppy and you go back and forth on a lot of shit? And you know that Black platforms will actually have at least some questions for you? He ain't been as shit. He has not been as shit. And just like with literally everything else in this goddamn country, he has gone on and on extensively for decades about how we're always treated at the very bottom of the totem pole when it comes to politics. They need our bodies. They just don't want to see us. And now he's out here doing the exact same thing. I was giving him the benefit of the doubt. I was like, yeah, Dr. Cornel West, that's what's up. You know, I'm looking to him to be on tomorrow Morris show. I'm looking to him to talk to B. Simone, somebody. Some motherfucking body. But no. No, he goes and he does an interview with Russell fucking Brand. Wow. Okay. He came out with an ad. That's how he, you know, this public service announcement. That's how he announced his presidential running. Why was that not an Oprah thing? Why was that not a production of Harpo Studios? You are a 70-year-old man. Regardless, Black or white, you are a 70-year-old man. If you are wanting to get anybody further than the old Black people who are still going to church these days, if you're wanting to expand from that, you're going to have to come better, sir. You're going to have to come a lot better. But most troubling is, again, like I said, you've got to dig deep into what all he has done. And this, you don't even have to dig that deep. He recently wrote an op-ed about, he was praising Ron DeSantis and the choices that he was making educationally down there in Florida. This is recent. This was recent. This was within the last couple of months. This is recent. This is very recent. So, you're praising Ron DeSantis. What it is this classical testing. And all testing to me, personally, bullshit. It's incredibly biased, it's incredibly racist, especially standardized testing. But this classical testing bullshit, West is on the board. And when you're on an educational board, you get money from some government. You getting some kind of money from the government. You are. So basically, he's being paid to come out and do this shit, get a little publicity for the People's Party, and then by November, he's just gonna go ahead and endorse Joe Biden. You know he is. You know he is. And yet, so many people are gonna fall for the okie doke. It's the same shit. Just another, and it's like, damn, it really sucks because it's like, fuck, you really kind of did that there, huh? And then you think back to the other shit that he's done. About a year or so ago, he had a debate with Candace Owens, and what I didn't like about that is, yes, Candace Owens does have some good points for leftist liberals, okay? She has some great arguments, okay? A lot of it's bullshit, but some of it sticks to the wall. But for him to sit down with her and like legitimize the bullshit that she does spew, that's troublesome. Even as an activist. But now that he's saying that he's running for president, it's like, okay, so were you planning on this run for president when you sat down with Candace Owens? Trying to pander to that community? Is that what you was doing? Is that what was happening? Oh, this was a spur of the moment type of thing? Oh, you weren't planning on running for president back then? That thought did not cross your mind until recently? Well, I'm sorry, but I don't want to vote for a president, for a guy to become president, if it's just a spur of the moment, like one day I just woke up and now I'm gonna run for president? No, nigga, you gotta do shit. He was the one that taught us. You can't just vote for somebody just because they're black. He was the one that was spewing that. Majorly. And so now I'm looking at him saying, okay, you're black and what? What are your policies, sir? Because you ain't came out with shit. This is a cash grab. That's all this is a money grab. And therefore, it ain't got shit to do with me. None of this has anything to do with me. This is gonna come and this is gonna go. This is silly. It's just silliness. Getting some sort of recognition, some sort of, okay, the People's Party. What's that? What's the People's Party? What's the People's Party? Getting people talking about it. Knowing full and damn well, come the end of this year, he's going to endorse Joe Biden. It's like, we've been on this merry-go-round for so fucking long that, like, you know, when shit be spinning around, and if you're really focusing, it kind of just looks like things are standing still, but it's a moving picture, and then you hop off, and then you're like, okay, I'm back in reality now. But then you look at all the other kids that's spinning around and around and around, and you're like, damn, you can't even see. Not for real, for real. I'm looking at the folks on the merry-go-round. Isn't that what it's called? You know what it is? Do y'all know what I'm talking about? I don't know. Anyways, that's a bonus episode. That's the bonus episode, y'all. I'm sorry. I know y'all wanted me to come out and be like, yeah, or fuck that. I know you wanted me to have like a hard stance on it, but I just don't. I just don't. I think it's absolutely hilarious that liberals are super mad, that black Democrats are super mad. Black Democrats are real big mad. I think that's funny. I think that shit is funny. Hilarious. Ha. H-A-H-A. Ha ha. I think that shit funny. But whatever. Anyways, that's it. Bye.